Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. All right, so before I dive right into today's topic, I just want to remind you all a few things, just real quick. All right, so check this. At times, you're going to experience this unwarranted hate from an individual or people around you. And you sit down, you ask yourself, hey, listen, man, what did I actually do to this individual that makes them, you know, burn with so much judgment and hate? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with this person, right? And you're trying to figure out where you actually went wrong. The truth is, you probably never, ever hurt this person. And, you know, you're just on a path to greatness. You know what I'm saying? You're working on yourself, you're in a preparation phase. You know what I'm saying? So there's this bliss and greatness just emanating from your aura, and it really, really irritates low vibrational people. And I need you to always remember that subconsciously, people who are doing less than you are, subconsciously they can pick on that. They can pick on the fact that you're headed for something big. You're about to blow up. You're headed for something great. You're in preparation to actually step into your destiny calling. And they can pick on that, right? So, you know, because they're very low vibrational beings, the emotions that run through them, jealousy, you know what I'm saying? Hatred, judgment, spite, malice, you name them. These are the emotions that are manifesting, and what's happening is you are experiencing these things. All right, so don't pay too much attention to this type of energy and just keep focusing on where you're headed, right? Just keep forging forward and, you know, just be that absolute badass that, you know what, is going to grow, is going to do great things regardless of what's happening around them, right? Yeah, that's all noise. Now, you know, we live in the real world, and living in the real world means tackling real issues, going through real things. And I'm talking about every single day. So I just want to put it out there that, you know, you could be at a place in your waking life right this moment where things don't feel so good, where mentally, physically, you feel drained, you feel, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you've gotten to the edge. I just want to put it out there that time, just give it some time, you know what I'm saying, be patient about it, give it some time, it's a phase, trust me, it's a phase. Now, I want to acknowledge that some things happen, and these things can be really, really traumatizing, horrible, hurtful, painful, right? But these are, you know, just things that come with life. Give it some time and you're going to heal. And eventually you'll be able to move on, albeit with some little bit of pain, you know, somewhere hidden deep inside you. But you're going to be able to move on and things are going to feel normal again. So every time you hit that place, like I spoke about it in, you know, when life gives you the middle finger, you know what I'm saying? Just give it some time. All right, so without further much to do, I just want to talk about rage real quick. And I also want to touch up on, you know, the ego, the human ego, real quick, right? So first and foremost, you know, it's important to understand anger and rage at the same time, right? So anger is a very strong feeling of displeasure, all right? So often in response to a perceived threat, injustice, or frustration. But on the other hand, Rage is a more intense and uncontrollable form of anger that can lead to very aggressive behavior and absolute loss of control. Now, let me tell you a little something about me real quick. You know, growing up, I think I was surrounded by so much balanced energy. I wasn't really an angry kid. You know, I was very chill, as a matter of fact, you know. But I feel like, you know, as soon as I got into the teenage ages, you know, I got a little bit more aggressive. And that's kind of normal considering, you know, all the hormonal changes and all that. But at some point, I became a very quick to anger individual. Now, most of the things that I'm talking about right now are things that I have experienced. And, you know, I reckon experience is a proper teacher, right? And actually, what really inspired this episode is a situation that I went through in my waking life some time back, all right? Now, like I mentioned, I used to be very quick to anger until, you know, I had this shift in my life. And, you know, I'm super grateful that right now I'm at a place where, you know, I'm more grounded, you know, I take more time to actually reflect and think about things, you know, before I actually jump right into that rage. There's this time I was having a really, really bad day. And I remember very well, I was on vacation, you know, in a very serene coastal town. That's just very, very, the contrast between that town and the big city is just massive. All right. So ever since morning, things just never seemed to be going my way. And the frustration was just building up and building up and building up. By the time it's almost evening time, I've been pushed really, really hard to the edge. Now I'm dealing with so much, you know, frustration. I got so much anger pent up. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, I don't want to see people. I don't want to talk to no one. I just want to be somewhere alone and just, you know what? Just be alone and just process what's happening, right? So I pull up to the gym. And, you know, unlike other days, you know, I'm not too chatty. Well, I'm never that chatty. But, you know, even the basics, you know, I just don't feel it, right? And I have a crappy workout, you know, I wasn't concentrating. The pump wasn't even a thing. I was pretty much just, you know, just going through the paces, right? So I finished my workout and I'm just cruising down the road. I just want to head to the crib and figure out things, you know, and just lie down, figure out things, right? And so I'm driving really, really slow. Now, here's the thing. I don't want to speed. Because why am I speeding? I just want to cruise nice and easy, right? Now, I'm from the gym. My gym bag is right beside me on the co-driver's seat. And I'm all alone in the whip, of course. I got my headphones right there as well. And I'm just cruising. Now, because I'm not really feeling like doing anything. And listen, this is a very slow town. So obviously, even the traffic is not all over the place. The traffic is not very fast as well. And, you know, it's a bit, you know, it's very chill. So I'm cruising really, really slow. And I've got my windows up and my whip has this tint that is very dark and you can't see nothing inside, right? So I'm just cruising nice and slow. And this whip pulls up on the side. Some douchebag, I can see, you know, some douchebag driving. And then, you know, next to him is a girl. There's some girl with some really, really trashy wig, you know, just staring at me. I'm like, well, do I have a flat or something? And he's gesturing at me to lower the window. And I do that because, you know, I'm concerned. Is everything okay? Probably I have something going on, right? So the dude, now listen, this is a very minimum type traffic road, right? So if I'm driving really slow, you could always just overtake and go, right? Just leave me alone. Overtake and go, right? This dude gestures at me to lower my window, and I do the same. He immediately tells me, gestures at me, why am I driving slow? You know what I'm saying? Am I Atlanta or something? You know what I'm saying? And that girl that's sitting right there with some really, really trashy wig starts giggling.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man?
So now that right there enrages me. You know what I'm saying? I was just minding my business. I was an angry individual that wasn't planning on taking it out on anyone. But this little punk is about to know what's up. So I go berserk and I step on the gas. I step on the gas so hard and I overtake them. And I go right in front of them and I stop the whip. And he also comes to a screeching halt right behind me. Now, mind you, I haven't taken any minute to think about things and just, you know, try to figure things out. I'm acting out of pure instinct. I'm very, very enraged. And I step out of the whip real quick. I don't even close the door. And I walk towards his whip and he's already lowered his window. He's trying to smile and be like, hey, listen, man, it was just a joke. And, you know, I didn't mean to, you know what I'm saying? He's already apologizing profusely. And I can see that he's a little punk. Now, you can imagine, you know, a dude walking out of the whip, you know what I'm saying? You thought it was just some normal dude. And a dude walks out of the whip and it's 230 pounds of muscle. While you're there sitting like a fat fuck, standing at 5'2". I open his car door real quick and I pull him out of the whip. As a matter of fact, I reach out and even unbuckle his belt and pull him out of the whip. Now I'm very, 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 very angry at this point. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even thinking straight. Now I'm shaking, my veins are bulging. And you know, I still have that pre-workout from an hour ago, just still in my system, right? And I'm about to set up a dental appointment for this individual for later on when this girl just comes out and she's crying, you know what I'm saying? And I'm holding this dude against the whip and I'm about to start, you know, unleashing some headbutts or something. And the girl just comes out and she's crying and she's apologizing. And I'm talking about literally crying. Now, I don't know if she's a dope actor or something, but she cried tears and I could see tears. You know what I'm saying? She's apologizing. And this dude is helpless. He has picked on the wrong individual. I reckon it was very important for this dude because he seemed like such a douchebag. And this seemed like, you know, some repetitive behavior that he probably just got away with in the past. But I mean, I was already going through so much bullshit. I didn't need any more bullshit. And it was just one of those days, right? So the girl is crying. She's apologizing on his behalf. She's talking to me about how she's spoken to him so many times to, you know, be careful with his mouth because it gets him in trouble. And I figure they're just a dysfunctional couple that actually needs some guidance and needs some, you know, counseling and something. You know what I'm saying? Because they look like they're probably junkies, you know what I'm saying? They're not really, really, really looking like junkies, but I feel like, you know, these are probably people that are hooked to some substances and things like that. And I look at this dude and, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, it's not worth it, right? I'm still angry and everything. You know, I'm like, it's not worth it. You know, this is a little punk that, you know, just needs some, probably some guidance, you know, and some life lessons. So I let him go. I let him go and I get back in the whip and I drive off. And these dudes, as soon as I start driving off, they overtake me so quick. I reckon they're probably thinking I'm about to change my mind and finish what I started, right? So they overtake me and go really, really fast past me. And that's just how it ended. But here's the thing, you know, when I sat in that whip at that particular moment, I started thinking to myself, what did I just do? Why did I stoop so low? That right there was a turning point for me real quick. And the truth is, that situation could have ended in so many other ways. And I'm super grateful. You know, it just ended as fast as it started, you know, because I was like, you know, why did I even, you know what I'm saying? I could have just ignored that. It would probably rolled up my window and continued moving. And that wouldn't have wasted so much of my time. But I reckon everything happens for a very particular reason or very important reason. Because, you know, after that, you know, I had my wake-up call. You know what I'm saying? I had time to actually reflect on that. And over that drive before I got to the crib, I came up with a resolution to, you know, do things with so much patience moving forward. Because, you know, I can't be out here doing things like that. You know, anything could happen. You know what I'm saying? I stepped out of that whip, you know, out of pure brute instinct. I had no strap on me at that particular moment. You know what I'm saying? What if just maybe? You feel me? And so I just want to talk to you all real quick, even as I wrap this up. You see, the human ego is part of us. You know what I'm saying? And it's the part of us that actually seeks validation, you know, seeks control, seeks power. And when the ego is left unchecked, the ego can actually lead to destructive emotions. And that's where rage comes in. So to tame that ego, you have to embark on a path of self-awareness and mindfulness. You feel me? You want to observe that ego without judgment. You want to recognize all those patterns. You know what I'm saying? Those patterns that are associated with the ego. Now, through that, you can actually begin to loosen that grip that your ego has on you. Personally, I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Personally, meditation has worked for me. You know what I'm saying? Taking some time to reflect has worked on me. And just being present in the moment has been very powerful for me because, you know, I've been able to tame that ego, right? I've been able to cultivate a very deep understanding of myself. I've been able to transcend reactive emotions and, you know, pretty much just foster within me some peace and some bliss, right? But here's the thing. I just want to put it out there that taming the ego is a journey. And this is the type of journey that needs a lot of, you know, patience, especially patience. My mom always told me, you know, just be patient. You know, just be patient. Those three words, just be patient. Every time I do something that, you know, felt like I was very entitled to something at this particular moment, she'd be like, listen, just be patient. You feel me? And that's how, you know, I came to realize that with that type of patience and, you know, a commitment to personal growth, you can actually do some great self-discovery and, you know, be very, very high up on the ladder of self-awareness and also mindfulness. Now, ego-driven behaviors normally manifest in so many ways. Now, let's look at it this way, okay? If you're competitive, it's a good thing, all right? But if you're overly competitive just so you can prove superiority, that's definitely coming from ego, right? Now, if you're constantly seeking validation from other people just so you can boost that self-worth, that's also an ego-driven behavior. Now, here's the thing. You do not need to control every situation, right? You do not need to have that, you know, why do you feel the need to control every situation? You know what I'm saying? Right? Or why do you want to control people? You feel me? It's a move to maintain power. That's an ego-driven behavior, okay? And every time you're faced with some challenges, every time you're faced with some criticism, and you're out there, you know, being all defensive, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely another sign of, you know, behaviors that are driven by the ego. You feel me? And actually, being overly self-centered is another thing. You want to be the center of attention, bro. You're like, you know, you got this, what is it called? You know, the main character syndrome, right? Yeah, you want to be the center of attention. You want to compare yourself to other people in order to feel superior, you know? And seeking external validation, you know, through material possessions and social status. Damn. But here's the thing, you know, I could go on and on. You know, it's such a major, major list. I could go on and on, but I just want to put it out there that, you know, to overcome ego-driven behaviors, including rage, it's essential to cultivate self-awareness, all right? So you want to come from a place of not judging yourself. You want to come from a place of just observing your thoughts from a very neutral place, all right? So in situations where the ego tends to react strongly because you've sat down and you've looked at the patterns, so you want to engage in a lot of detaching, you know what I'm saying? A lot of detaching from that pain, because most of the times it's normally also pain buried from, you know, the past. You want to try to detach from that pain and, you know, just put out some gratitude anyway. You know, put out some gratitude, you know. That can help you shift focus from the ego to a more compassionate type of perspective. You see, now for me, I looked at this individual and I detached from all the pain that I was going through at that time, right? I was going through my personal issues, right? I detached from that pain and I looked at this individual, you know, with a little bit of empathy, and I felt like, you know what, it's not worth it, because this person actually looks like he needs way more help than what's on the surface, right? And, you know, through that empathy that I felt in that split second, you know, I was able to shift the focus to some understanding perspective. Okay, you're just a douchebag, you know what I'm saying? You just picked on the wrong person at the wrong time. You know what? Nah, you ain't worth my time or energy anyway. Now, one of my most favorite books, you know, a book that I've read and reread and read and reread, you know, is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, right? So, you know, he emphasizes that identifying with the ego fuels negative emotions like rage. And that's where individuals are trapped in a cycle of suffering. And just like I always tell y'all, you know, that practicing of mindfulness and presence in that particular moment is what you need to actually transcend the ego's influence and disengage from reactive emotions like rage, right? And that is some wisdom that, you know, I go with so hard nowadays. You know, I'm the type of individual that will not argue over bullshit. Nowadays, I feel more grounded, you know what I'm saying? I feel like in so many situations where I'd react, you know, I just look at, you know, the perpetrator and I'm like, bruh, I feel bad for you, actually, right? And don't get me wrong, it doesn't mean that, you know, in a situation of self-defense, you're gonna feel bad for that person, bruh. Nah, self-defense, that's a whole different story, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying things that you can avoid, things that ain't worth your time or energy, things that are making you stoop lower and lower and vibrate lower, you know, just let it go, for real. Just let it go. Now, I want to put it out there that whatever it is that you're going through, if you find someone that you trust, someone that you can talk to, it can really, really go a long way in helping you get over all these feelings of hurt, you know what I'm saying, all these feelings of anger and rage. And as soon as you employ techniques such as deep breathing or breath work, as soon as you get into physical activity, as soon as you practice constant mindfulness, you'll be able to cope and get better and better. And these are techniques that will help you manage all those feelings, you know, that come from pain, all those emotions that come from pain. You want to have a healthy outlet. I also also double up in journaling a lot. And obviously, I hit the gym a lot. These have been some of my most effective healthy outlets. Now, sit down right now and do some reflection. You know, think about all those situations that you lost control, You know what I'm saying? Those situations that you went berserk and did some things that, you know, you'd have avoided, and things would have gone way too different. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it, you know, and think about how that has impacted your life to this point. And you know what? It's a journey. You know, embrace this new beginning. Embrace this new slate. You know, wipe your slate clean and decide, you know what? I'm not going to be pulled into unnecessary bullshit because I'm better than that, right? So I want to sit down and devour some salmon and baked wages right now. You know what I'm saying? Potato wages. So I have to go, you know, but I appreciate y'all so much. Y'all are amazing. The School of Bliss podcast wouldn't be what it is without y'all. I want to remind y'all to go out there and be baddest in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika signing out.